It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. A federal court has recently decided that elements of the 2023 Adverse Effect Wage Rate Rule should be eliminated. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the decision is a step in the right direction towards comprehensive labor reform.
Well, a district court out of Louisiana has recently vacated the 2023 H-2A disaggregation rule, which segregated wage rates based on job functions within the H-2A seasonal agriculture program. This means we are awaiting guidance from Department of Labor.
Boatwright says the DOL rule would have been very costly to farmers and ranchers who utilize the H-2A program to fill gaps in the workforce.
It was estimated the cost of this rule was going to increase substantially. Our economist estimated that the small family farm was going to see 2 to 3 times the increases that a larger farm would feel. So this is a big win for agriculture and definitely for the small family farm.
He adds there are still significant holes to fill when it comes to accessing farm labor, saying they are still seeking fundamental reforms to the adverse effect wage rule, which will still be in effect. On the Ag Information Network, I'm Haley Shipp.